And you're back with Rocket Right Radio. I'm Dr. Kay Solar in the house, sitting in for our Hurricane Betsy Barnes, Kelly Hennessy, today. And our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit marybirdlake.org to learn more.
And today we're really excited to be talking with Dr. Mindy Bowie, who is a breast surgical oncologist with Women's Hospital and the Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion. Welcome, Dr. Bowie.
Thank you for having me.
Well, okay, we wanted to talk about a new study that I understand it's very recent, and it actually connects childbirth with an increased risk of breast cancer.
Yeah, it's very interesting because for the longest time we've always told our patients that childbirth and having children, especially early in life, can actually decrease the risk for development of breast cancer. We also counsel patients that having children later in life or not having children at all can increase the risk. And so this study is very interesting because it kind of gave a different approach to that in stating that the younger you have children may actually increase your risk.
So, Doc, what exactly are your thoughts on this?
So it's interesting. So first of all, there is limitations to the study. This was a worldwide study, so this was not specific to Americans. And we know that in separate parts of the world, our breast cancer risk is different. But it's very interesting because they essentially stated or found from this research that a woman who gives birth at a younger age had an increased risk for breast cancer that was the highest 5 years after childbirth. However, that risk slowly decreased to become the same as a woman that did not have children after about 20 or so years. The risk was highest in women who were older at the time of childbirth and had family histories. Now, that goes along with what we've always taught. Risk is higher for women that do have children later in life. But what we never really knew is that the actual 5 years after that childbirth could actually have a higher risk. Now, that being said, a younger woman is still at a lower risk for development of breast cancer than a older woman, children or no children. One other thing that I found that was very interesting in this article is that breastfeeding did not seem to raise or lower the risk for breast cancer. And that's also something that we kind of goes against what we have always taught. We've always said that breastfeeding, usually a total of 15 months, is protective against breast cancer or can lower your risk. However, in this research, they did not find any link between breastfeeding as far as increasing or decreasing the risk for breast cancer.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, we look at these statistical risk factors, and a lot of times we, you know, that kind of looks at whether you're at risk or not. And granted, like you said, this study kind of goes against some of the things that we have thought. But a lot of people, you know, don't necessarily, it's something we look at, but they don't necessarily change their lifestyle based on some of the statistical things. One thing is that we can't reduce getting older, and that's a statistical risk. But what would you tell someone who they're seeing this news and now they're concerned because they thought that they were in a protective risk category? What do you tell them?
I would certainly tell them to not plan their childbearing years around one study. If it is the appropriate time for you to have a child in your life, do it. Do not base that decision on this study. Again, we know that as we age, we are at increased risk for breast cancer. I think it's more important to focus on the things that they can do for risk reduction, the things that we know absolutely work. Four things: eating healthy, exercise, alcohol in moderation, and not smoking. I would stress that much more than one study when it comes to when is the appropriate time to start a family.
Absolutely, because, you know, those are things that you can modify every day. They are in your control.
In your control, right.
Yeah, and you can certainly make an impact on what your risks are, and we know that, as you said. Now, there's several studies that are coming out recently about breast cancer risk, and one of those that I saw was if you have menopausal symptoms that last for more than a year, you're at greater risk for breast cancer. Do I have that right? And could you talk about that new study a little bit?
Absolutely. So basically, this was out of Rutgers Health, and it was essentially looking at perimenopausal women, women going through menopause, and their risk for development of breast cancer. So they were saying that they found in the study that the longer you were going through menopause, in other words, those perimenopausal symptoms, those hot flashes, night sweats, hair thinning, decreased libido, all the things that we go through menopause, the longer that we go through that, we have a more increased risk for development of breast cancer. This was an 18-year follow-up, and they did find, it wasn't that significant, but they did find a 13% increased risk in women who have longer what we call vasomotor symptoms, with 13% increased risk for development of breast cancer. Interestingly enough, though, in this study, even though there was a 13% higher risk, those women were not more likely to die from breast cancer as compared to the rest of the patient population.
Right, and we've seen some of those studies in the past, and some of that seems to be that, well, maybe those women were seeing their doctors more on a regular basis because they were having these symptoms. And maybe that doc, you know, picked up on it early because those were women who were actually getting their mammograms on a regular basis because they had something else that was actually bringing them in to see their physicians.
No doubt about that. There's certainly limitations to this study, and that is certainly one very important one.
So, lots of new stuff coming out. I know women, you know, they're going to see some headlines on the TV and they tend to take that. So I'm glad that you could enlighten us on these two very recent studies that impacts women and their risk. Is there anything else that you'd like to add or let women know who are concerned about the risk for breast cancer?
Breast cancer is the most common cancer in women in America. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in lifetime. The two biggest risk factors are being a woman and aging. We already discussed the 4 things that you can do for risk reduction is the healthy eating, exercising, alcohol in moderation, and not smoking. Do everything you can to reduce your risk. Screening is very important. We recommend that every woman beginning at the age of 40, now that may be a little bit different depending on your risk factors, but roughly beginning at the age of 40 should have their yearly mammograms. So very important. Self-breast exams. Be aware of how your breasts look and feel. If there's any questions, we always have our hotline open. It's at the Woman's Hospital Breast and GYN Pavilion. It's called our Cancer Answer Line. That number is 225-215-7600. You can call it at any time. We have people ready to answer any questions that you may have about any of these studies, any questions that you have about breast cancer and your risk. We also have high-risk clinics that are available. If you think you have a significant family history and you may be at high risk, we have high-risk clinic that does not require a physician for referral. We accept self-referrals. So we try to make it available ways for patients to get their breast care.
Well, that's great. And, of course, hopefully they're seeing their family practice doctor, their internist, their gynecologist on a regular basis and having those screenings that you said. But most importantly, being proactive about their own health by making those lifestyle choices. That's going to help to reduce their
important
risk. Healthy eating, regular exercise, drinking in moderation, not smoking. Thank you so much for being with us and taking the time out of your schedule. We've been talking with Dr. Mindy Bowie, who is the breast surgical oncologist, Women's Hospital, and the Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion. And our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake, Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit marybirdlake.org to learn more.
And it's always so great to talk with Aunt Dr. Bowie. She is such a wonderful,
brilliant
breast specialist. And hey, we're going to be talking some more medicine stuff. Like we were talking lifestyle changes, we were talking the importance of sleep, and there's a lot of new information that we want to give you on keeping yourself healthy. Up next with me and Kelly Hennessy.
More Rock and Ride Radio after this on Talk 107.3 FM.